Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty.
What's happening, everybody? How are you guys doing? I hope you are well and you are good. Man, oh man, oh man. Here we go. Oh, let's turn that down. Wow. Anyway, this is Wardell Fostrier for Solar Records Radio, and we want to celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records today here on Solar Records Radio. So we're so glad that you guys are here participating with us. We pray that you are blessed and God is keeping you and you are well. Man, oh, man, something about that woman. Man, oh, man, I tell you, Lakeside, they know how to put it down. They know how to start a party. They know how to make it get going and stuff. So much love to those brothers. We're going to play all of our Solar stuff, music and stuff. Also, our adopted Solar artists that were we at Solar actually produced them and put them on another label, but the other label died and nothing ever happened. So we play their music here as well. As a matter of fact, I think that's going to be one of the next songs I play by the group Crystal. And but anyway, guys, I hope everybody's well and stuff. So we're going to just have a good time. It's kind of gloomy over here. There's no sun at all. It was raining all morning. My poor horses outside, they were just a mess, just a wet mess out there eating in the rain. And I was like, guys, you have stalls. Why are you standing in the rain? But they want to go out and eat. And so it was like 65 degrees. And so it was warm, and you know, for them, and they were like, well, you know, it is what it is. So they're used to it, so they did what they were doing. And so anyway, but they are blessed, and so it's still gloomy. It's been gloomy all morning, and now here we are in the afternoon, and there's still no sun. I've seen sun like peeking out in different areas as I was driving, so I know that the sun is trying to come. The clouds are moving east. And so they'll be coming over towards you, Linda Carrier, over in New Orleans, and on and on and on. So everybody's good. Greg is good. Greg and Phil are out having a great time up in San Francisco, California. You guys be blessed up there. Stay warm and stay, you know, just enjoy your trip while you're here in the United States, my brother. We look forward to Don Fleming coming on later today and blessing our airwaves and stuff. And we just want to have a good time with you guys. And we just pray that you are good and you're well and everybody's okay. All right, guys. So we're going to hit the road here. We gotta get going, man. We got to play some good music for you. So much love, Julian. I love you, sweetheart. Hope you're good over there in Detroit, Michigan. My girl, Julian. And her family, right? Give it up for the family. And want to give a very sad situation. We just lost it just depends on, you know, like where you stand. But, you know, I don't stand either places. I don't stand Democrat or Republican. I stand independent. So I'm kind of in the middle. So, but we just lost the leader of that was fighting against the Russian president, and I don't even like saying his name, and so he just died all of a sudden. And so we just really sad for him. His wife came on air and she blames, you know, Putin for his destruction and trying to destroy her family and stuff in the country, and it is crazy. So we want to just pray for their family that they are well and that God keeps them. And man, oh man, how sad it is. He's only 40 something years old. He's a young man like my son. So we got to keep him in prayer, guys. Keep the family in prayer. God is good all the time and he is always good. So oh, man, we're going to take a moment of silence and just pray. Okay, well, so dear Father, please bless the family. Keep them close to you. And we pray that his remains come to you, Father, and that you bless his spirit. His heart was in the right place. And so if he is gone, then hopefully he's with you and all is well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, so We're going to pump it up now. We're going to get going here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., the drummer of Dynasty and the Whispers and Shalimar and Climax. I play drums on a lot of records. Keep on going to Will Smith, Janet Jackson, oh, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Glenn Jones. I play drums on a lot of records. Yeah, hey, come on, Brothers Johnson. Yes, yes, yes. So anyway, we want to get this music going. We love you here at Solar Records Radio. Let's rock and roll with our girls, Crystal, because you got me like itching. I'm itching and itching and, oh, let's get it.
Electricity. Like when you're out window shopping and you just can't seem to make up your mind between some of those things you wanted and needed. My love is on display and I'm sure that if you just have my way, you'll find all. I'll give you heart.
That was something else. Those are my guys. Loved them. The Brits were just something very special. Loved them to death. I can't imagine finding a better situation for a young man out of the city of Philadelphia at the tender age of 20, driving. Well, actually, I got on the bus and I went all the way across country to audition to participate in the Solar Galaxy of Stars adventure with Leon Silvers. And so as I got there and auditioned with Leon, and we did all that stuff, and it took a little while, but we got it done. And then, and I said, okay, so I don't know if I made the audition or not. This was like a couple of weeks after the audition. And I said, Leon, I don't know if I made the audition or not, but, you know, if I did, cool. Just let me know when Dynasty's ready to start rehearsing, and I'll come back and we can do that. And he's like, oh, no. You can't leave because we're getting ready to go in the studio and record for The Whispers and Shalimar. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was really kind of dumbfounded by it because I just needed some money. I was just sitting there, right? And so I was like, okay. Okay, buddy. And so he's like, okay. So we went in the studio, and the first song that I recorded professionally was The Second Time Around, even though it was the first song. The song was called The Second Time Around, and it was the first song. And as we were in there working on that song and, you know, trying to get it all together, and the beat goes on, Leon heard Steve Shockley playing some exercises on his guitar. And he's like, what's that? And Steve's like, oh, those are just some exercises. And he was like, no, play that again. And Leon started making up a bass line around it. And before you know it, we got And the Beat Goes On. And so then the following week, we go in the studio and we record And the Beat Goes On. So within this first 2 weeks recording, we recorded some of the biggest records ever out of Solar, Second Time Around, and the Beat Goes On. And what a blessing. What a blessing it was to I didn't know, like, what was really, really happening at the time. I was just a part of this creativity that was happening. And it was just happening. And I was just, like, so blessed, you know, because it just kept happening. We kept recording, and we were recording for Dynasty as well as Shalimar and The Whispers, and it was just on and on, and Carrie Lucas, and we were just recording, and before you know, we were on the charts, and it was just making all kind of noise, and we kept recording. Dick Griffey was happy. Leon Silvers was happy. Everybody, we all were happy. And we were doing our thing, and I just thank God for that. So I thank The Whispers for, when we went in the studio to record that song, And the Beat Goes On, it wasn't for The Whispers. It was for Myers, Phil, Parton Woods. But Dick Griffey asked, Leon if he could have that song for The Whispers. And we ended up doing it for The Whispers, and God bless them. Here we go, a little bit of Shalimar. Let's make the time for love. That's fine. Right outside
our door, it made an appointment with our heart. We tell ourselves this time, but we never seem to get around to it. Busy trying to make it, can't find the time. If we keep love waiting,
we'll be right back.
amazing, how amazing it is to listen to these guys, man. There's something else. I tell you, the deal, Babyface LA, his band doing their thing. They were just amazing, and we really enjoyed them very much. And I had the lead singer on. He's come on and shared some great stories with us, and we got to get him back on here again. Great brother. And so we look forward to doing that. And we just pray that everybody is good all over the world and God has got you blessed. Anyway, guys, so listen, we're going to continue to celebrate our Solar Galaxy of Stars time here today here on Solar Records Radio, okay? So come on, guys, let's do it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on Solar Records Radio. Woo!
Hey, listen, girl. I can't explain what happened to me. Oh, no. I just looked at you, babe. And suddenly my body.
Honey, rock steady, baby. Just lay it back. You know, everybody's got a fantasy. I got a thing, you got a thing. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you about my thing. I've always had this fantasy about going to the planet of Venus and visit Venus, queen of love, and swim with her in the famous river of love. So one night while I was asleep, I must have been dreaming because I heard a voice that said,
no!
I've been elected to take a trip afar to go galactic. And
Venus,
your destination.
Shalamar putting it down on Solar Records Radio. Hey, I want to play you an interview I did with Charmaine Silvers, the oldest sister in the Silvers. All right, so let's take a listen. Song so much. I've always loved that song as a young man, and I am so blessed because right now we have one of the singers from the group The Silvers. What's up, Charmaine Silvers?
Hello.
I sound so excited, don't I? You know, I am. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You're such a beautiful spirit. And
thank you,
you know, God made you that way, and we get to enjoy that part of you. And so thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with us today. We've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks now, so here you are, finally. Mm-hmm. Got you here. Oh my God, what are your thoughts about that song when you hear that high school dance song? What are your thoughts when
it's
you
one of my favorites? It is.
It's,
I love, you know, my favorite line in that song is, when we turn the lights down. I love that.
And
I love
Why? Why do you think you love that part so much?
I don't know. I think it's the down.
and
it has so much feeling.
Right. Yeah. And so so listen, there's so much to talk about, and I know you're going to tell us the story inside the story. There's some amazing stories that happened in your life with your family. Man, with your family, that is so cool. And but just, you know, I mean, just the reiteration of, you know, being on this, you guys performed this song how many times? I mean, the energy on that song, and I mean, I can't imagine. It just seems like the song, like we got to do this right now. And so, when you recorded in the studio, was it just as much fun for you guys, or was it like, okay, this is the serious part? Or was it on the stage like, we really got to be serious here? I mean, because Leon has always been intense to me, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's, how was that for you guys, working in the studio versus on stage?
It was always fun.
Really?
Working in the studio, yeah, because we were young, so we played a lot. We had to make ourselves knuckle down and be serious when it was time to be serious. And, so we always have fun in the studio. It was never – now, fun fact, well, it wasn't much fun for me, but I always had a cold whenever I did.
That's weird.
Every single album, if you really listen closely – it sounds like I'm singing, like, you know,
nasal. But you know, even if I wanted to really listen closely, you know, I would not be able to hear that, because you guys sound, your harmonies are like, they're like angels. You guys sound like little angels, and that was actually the name of your group, right? When you started,
when we were little, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Freddie Perren showed us something that was amazing. We were singing, I don't remember which song it was, but we were singing something, and Freddie Perren, he recorded it, and he asked us to come in to the booth. And so we did. We thought we did something wrong. And he started playing the song, and he said, "Now look at the meters," because he purposely mic'd us separately so he could do this test. And he said, and we were like, yeah. I mean, it didn't mean anything to us. And he said, "Look at your meter." He said, "I didn't adjust anything. Your volume, you guys corrected on your own, and the meters looked identical for every single one of us." And I thought, he was a Christian, and he told us that means you were definitely anointed. That's the God voice. And I thought that was really special. I did. I thought it was special.
That's wow. That's wow. So
yeah.
I mean, man, thank you for sharing
that.
so how old were you guys? Well, I shouldn't say you guys, because it's all different ages. How old were you when you guys first went into the studio and started recording?
I was, was I 14 or 15? No, I had to have been 13. No, I was 14, because it happened pretty fast. We went into the studio and we started recording. First we went to MGM. They liked us. They hooked us up with a manager the next week. He got us in Vegas, which was just a few months later, and we were in the studio in between all of that. And it happened pretty darn fast. Very fast. It was so fast that I think in the beginning it scared some of the members of the family. It definitely scared my mom.
Mm-hmm. She's like, "Whoa, wait a minute. This is my baby."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but all your life, right, you guys knew something was happening, because you, before you even got, you know, presented to these companies, you guys were singing already. You guys were doing this thing. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you're so young, you're like thinking, okay, we're just having fun at the house.
No, well, basically what happened is we were living in the Nickerson Gardens projects, and they were having budget cuts in the school district in our area, and they canceled the security guards. I'll never forget our security guard named Mr. Tech. He was the main one. I loved Mr. Tech. He was so on it. The school was always in order. No, but there were no fighting. And when they cut the budget and cut the security guards, kids started bringing drugs. They started bringing guns. It was getting pretty rough. And since we were all fighters, because we were a big family, you know, you mess with one, you mess with all.
Right.
We decided, you know what, we better, because we knew we could sing. We said, we better find a company, start singing so we can get out of the projects, because it was getting rough. We knew it was going to get rough. So that's what we did. Leon has started writing songs. Yeah. That's what we did.
Okay. Wow.
It was like an avalanche from the time we made the decision collectively. Then it was like the my analogy is the bullet train. You jump on the bullet train and it's going.
We have been out of here. Got to go. But listen, this even goes back even further. Because your parents started out. Your mom went to college where your mom and dad met, and your mom was in college for music, right?
Yes, she was. She was an opera singer. Very, very, very good opera singer. I can't even describe to you how good she is. This is how good she was. She sang at Leon's first wife, who naturally they were divorced. She was getting remarried. And so she was singing at the wedding, and she was singing Ave Maria. Leon walked in right when Mommy was singing, and he came to me. He said, "That's a great recording." I said, "That's not a recording. That's your mom." He looked up at the front, and it looked like his mouth was going to drop.
Because the intonation was on. That's what it probably was. Oh, he's like, wow, that is
perfect.
Great. Perfect pitch.
Perfect.
Wow. Man, that's so good. And your dad was going to school to be a doctor, but he was pushing the music thing. How did that happen? Did mom, you know, get him to do? How did he just jump into the music thing?
Because he was born with the ear. He didn't have the fantastic voice like my mom, but what a ear he had. And he sat us down and started teaching us harmony. Back then, the songs on the radio were like Frank Sinatra songs and songs like Blue Moon. There are a bunch of songs, but if you listen to those, the harmony is very intricate. And we started singing with him when we were like ages 3, 4, 5, and 6. He heard us. We used to turn our mattresses over, and if you hit the box spring, the old wooden box springs, it sounded like drums. So we used to drum on the box springs, and we used to sing. I'll never forget one of my favorite songs when we were little kids. Was Laura Scudder's at a potato chip commercial with harmony, and it was like Laura Scudder's big brand potato chips, best potato chips in the world.
Wow!
And we did like 4-part harmony as little kids, and our dad heard us, and that's when he started working on it. And for us, it wasn't any big deal because we were doing it in the bedroom all the time. But for him, it must have been a shock because we were toddlers. And he was mesmerized. I think it started the rocky bumpiness in their marriage because he seemed to get more interested in us singing than his own career, you know?
Oh, boy.
He
realized that, hey, something special happening with these kids.
He did.
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
So, but anyway, and so as far when you said he had that air, right, that special gift, I understand that James had that special gift as well.
With oh, yeah.
Jonathan. Harmony. Because
mm-hmm.
Leon
yeah.
was saying, like, this little kid, how does he remember my part? But
he did. He really did.
Can you tell us any stories about James and his air?
Whenever we would, for instance, when Leon would write songs, he would usually come and we'd all sit down and he played the bass. And he'd have his melody worked out, even sometimes before he had lyrics. And we would all sit down and we would start singing parts. And sometimes we would just come up with the parts on our own. It was like we were inspired. And there were six of us because Ricky would sit down too. And it's not that common to come up with a fifth or a sixth part when you're doing harmony. And whenever there was that addition that would just make you go, ooh, that was Jonathan. Jonathan would come up with a part. We'd all do. I usually hit the high notes. Olan was kind of in the middle, and then everyone else would fill in. And Jonathan would just throw in a part that just nobody else heard but him. And once he would come up with it, it was so awesome. It was
wow.
it was really awesome. Olan wow. occasionally would do that too.
Really?
Yeah, we were practicing a take six song. He Never Sleeps. And I don't know if you know that song. It's harder than some of the stuff we ever did.
Wow.
And while we were practicing, Olan came up with this part that even the Take Six guys didn't have. And that, oh my God.
that is so cool. What drives me crazy about you guys is harmonies. Yeah, I've never heard anyone do harmonies like you guys did. I didn't just hear it like as a whole, like everybody's doing, or like you hear it on the record, you hear all the harmonies. I heard it individually broken down and built up.
Mm.
And that was a real eye-opener for me, and it really shocked me. It showed me that I know nothing about music like I think I do. When I saw you guys in the studio and you were singing the harmonies, and guys, I'm telling you, I am not making this up. And to the listeners, listen, this is real. These guys would start off in one place in this, or with their notes, like your part is like maybe down here in the unison part, and all of a sudden you end up way up in, I mean, how do you move from, you know, from doing a, from, I shouldn't say unison, but I mean like a, you may be in a, you got the baritone parts and you got the, you know, the different harmony parts and stuff. But if you start down there and you end up in a soprano or first soprano or second soprano, how is that?
Yeah.
How does that not interfere with the other kids that are singing? Other singers that are singing. How does that not interfere and cause you guys to crash and burn? I don't understand
that. Because that's the ear. That's the ear. You have to have an ear for it. My daughter, my middle daughter, Tina, she has that ear. And she used to try to sing some of the songs that she heard us singing, especially Because by the Beatles. We used to sing that one. And she tried to get some of her friends who were in the music class to sing the parts. And the minute a second person would start singing, their voice would travel to the other person's part. They couldn't stay on their own part.
Right, right.
And she said she didn't know that not everybody could sing harmony. And we didn't know it either because we had been doing it since we were little kids. But then as we got older, we realized you have to have the ear. That's where the ear comes in because you have to be able to hear your part, hear everybody else's part. And then in our case, sometimes we had a fifth and a sixth part, which is, that's when you start getting into music theory. Because most people, they only sing four-part harmony, three or four at the most. And, yeah, it was actually a conundrum for us, too, because being born with it, you don't realize that it's a gift,
wow.
You know, unless someone outside points it out to you.
Yeah, like me. I'm
yeah.
telling you, that was ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, it was like I was, when you say, I say seen, because I was there watching them, and they were just going from, you know, one place to another, and they're crossing each other and going from soprano down to alto. I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Why didn't you, like, crash, you know, have an accident somewhere? Why didn't somebody say, hold on, you got to hold on to your note. Stay on your own note. I don't understand why that did not happen. It just drives me crazy. And it was like, it was so
yeah.
smooth and so beautiful. And at the when,
yeah.
when you realized you had that gift, that you were born with that ear, did it make you feel like, or was it just like, well, the whole family has a gift, so it is normal? I mean, did it make you feel different?
It did. I appreciated it. Now, you know, Patrice Rushen, she
right.
went on the road with us for a while, and she pointed out to me something that I never even noticed. She said, you know, you have perfect pitch. And I didn't know. And I was like, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah,
I really
okay.
didn't know what she was talking about. And she pointed it out. She said, you guys always start the song yesterday before the band starts playing, and they don't give me a note because I was the one that started out with yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was a cappella. And then the band, but she said, since you always pick the perfect key, the band can just come right in because they came in halfway through the song. And
wow.
I thought about that later, and I was like, oh, I never noticed that.
Can I get a little extra money for that?
It takes a pro to point it out.
yes. Wow.
Yeah.
That is so good. So why don't you just, I mean, I know I just like hit you with so much stuff. And then I have questions from overseas too that are coming in. And so I want you to just tell us what you want to tell us about your time with your family growing up in this amazing group.
Well, the thing that I'm the most proud of is our first album with Capitol Records, the Boogie Fever album. The costumes, I made them, and it took me 48 hours, and I had a $100 budget.
That's it.
And I made everything from top to bottom because we went through some financial struggles. My mom was having a disagreement with our manager at the time. We were still kind of young, so we didn't understand it.
Right.
So that meant everything was frozen, even our money. So what I did is I got shoes that the guys could dance in. I glittered them. I glittered my shoes, Alain's shoes, and Angie Pat, actually everybody, because it was all nine of us at the time. And I made the clothes for everybody. I didn't have time to finish because they sprung it on us. They said Capitol Records wants to do this shoot on this day. And that was actually 2 days from the time. No, it was 3 days from, and we had nothing. I mean, seriously, nothing. And so I thought, okay, fine, because I was a seamstress, and a lot of people didn't know that. I've been sewing since I was in seventh grade. You know, they have homemaker classes and that kind of thing in school, so I chose sewing. So I was a seamstress. And so that's what I did. I went downtown. I got bolts of fabric. I matched everything up. I got the trim. and I just went to work. And they actually told me at Capitol they thought that was the best photo shoot that they had seen out of all of the Silver's pictures. And I kind of agreed. I felt so proud of myself. I was like, I did that. Nobody knew. It came out really, really good. Yeah.
Like a house on fire.
Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Charmaine Silvers, for coming on and blessing us today with your amazing story and just your gentle spirit. And, man, you know, the stories that she was sharing about the Silvers were just so intimate, and there's no way for us to possibly know that unless we can hear it right from them. So thank you, Charmaine, for being a blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. We love you. We appreciate you. You're always welcome here. And, you know, we just pray that you are good. And I know you are. Just listen to your spirit. You're so sweet and you're just so kind. And I just pray that God just continues to bless you and your family. And once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys. So we got about another 27 minutes left in the show. And we really enjoy Charmaine Silvers. Thank you, baby girl. All right. So with that being said, I want to keep this thing rolling now. And we got to keep this. I want to play a song by my friend, Nydra Beard, who just passed away from Dynasty. She sang this song, and her and Linda, but, you know, Nydra has the more gruffy voice. And so, but anyway, check her out here on Solar Records Radio. And it's called High Time I Left You on Solar Records Radio. Go, Nydra. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
got radio on in the background. Don Flynn, what's the word,
I'm sorry,
Bird?
You had me put me on already. What's up, man?
Well, you know, I'm going to bring you on quick as soon as I see you. I go, hey, this is Don Fleming right there.
Okay. Oh, my man, I just thought the song was still on. Okay. I'm good. What's up, man?
Oh, man, we had a great show. We had Charmaine Silvers on sharing the story about the Silvers and what a blessing it was just to hear, you know, some intimate stories and stuff. And we had her for about 30 minutes straight, and she just shared us, you know, some great stuff. So thanks to Charmaine Silvers again for blessing our airwaves. We appreciate you very much, sweetheart. And so we got... Now we got about 13 minutes left in the show, and so we're going to basically say have safe travels for Greg. He's flying out tomorrow back to the UK, so make sure you get some good rest tonight, Greg, because you got a big day tomorrow. And I really enjoyed my meeting with Greg and Phil. That was a beautiful just exchange of friendship. And you know, you talk to somebody so much on the phone, and so it's like when you see them in person, like, wow, you know, this is really real. And it was beautiful. I'm getting ready to do the same thing with Astrid. I believe it's going to be in July or August, and we're going to spend some time together in Austin, Texas. And so I'd like for you to come down if you can. I'll keep you posted because I know your schedule is kind of crazy too. So we'll touch base when I'm making the reservations and stuff. So, and we all could just hang out, man. Just hang out, just have a good time. I'll get you a room and get your room out there so you can have your own space, and we'll just have a good time. And we'll probably do it on a weekend or something, somewhere around, you know, like, you know, from Thursday to Sunday or something. And you know, you're welcome to, you know, stay as long as you want to stay. It's up to you. I know you got your own life. Yeah, so you come Friday, Saturday, and leave Sunday if you want. It's up to you. But I'll organize the rooms and stuff for you, and, you know, so you could stay as long as you want. But God bless you, man, and thank you for everything that you do for us here at Soul Art Records Radio. We appreciate you. Your show was great last night. And we're just so grateful for you. So thank you.
Glad you came on to hang out. Glad that you was able to hang out.
Yeah, me too. I love hanging out at your shows. Just, you know, and so sometimes I get so carried away with everything that's going on around here. You know, I just sold my tractor. And, you know, I sold my tractor not because I hurt myself when I jumped out of it. But I sold it because I just needed to get rid of it. It's too big for... me, I'm not going to be that cowboy. I'm not going to change from musician to cowboy. So I sold it, and I'm getting my lawnmowers fixed up and get them guys ready to go, and then I can cut my grass. And I just, the only real reason I needed a tractor was to move my hay for my horses. So now I'm going to buy this thing, and it's like the two wheels that connect to the back of the truck. And you just back into the hay bale, and it latches onto the hay, and you lift it up, and there you go. So those hay bales are heavy too, dude. Boy, they are heavy. So especially when they get wet, oh my god. So, but anyway, it's going to be good, man. Any final words in closing?
I hate I missed. The Charmaine Silvers interview, man. I'm sure it was just one of those things where you guys just had a conversation. I miss, you know, those type of, you know, that type of one-on-one, man. And I know you did what you did, so I can't be mad. But I'm gonna have to check out the playback.
It was fun because. You know, we got to say, like I was asking questions like, how was that working with Leon as a, you know, you're a sibling, you know, was it hard for you guys? Was it fun? Was it hard in the studio with him? And she says, we were just kids. We had fun. She said, it was fun for us. And I said, even doing all those harmonies and,
you know, and it's so intense. And she goes, well, that's the gift. We were all, you know, we were blessed with the gift. And, you know, you would think, she says that you would think that all the kids could do that, but all the kids didn't do that. And they had to realize that, like, oh, this is a gift we have, y'all. This is not something everybody can do. So anyway, what a blessing it was just to hear those stories and her talk about her dad, her late dad, and her late mom. And So, but anyway, man, so in closing, Don Fleming, what you got for us? What you got for us?
Well, again, thank you guys for tuning in. And tomorrow, do we have a show tomorrow?
Tomorrow. That's right. Solar Wants to Dance, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all got to come and hang out with us. It's going to be Solar Wants to Dance. It's going to be kicking like this. Oh, yeah. It's going to kick like that. Ooh.
All right. Looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it.
Now, that's Solar Wants to Dance. We really dancing. You could be slow dancing, fast dancing. But we're up-tempo. We're hitting it hard. And we're just like, we're burning it, right, on both ends. So we just want you to just get off your booty and get moving, clean your house, do whatever it is. Turn our music up and let's just have a good time doing it together, you know. And so that's why we want to, Solar, that's why we named the show Solar Wants to Dance. And we slow it down sometime at the end and let you slow dance if you want, if you got your girl there. He's like, oh, come on, baby, let me hold you now. Yes, yes. So we'll have fun. Anyway, much love to all of our listeners around the world. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate all of you, and we just wish you all the best. May God be with you and keep you guys. Have a blessed rest of your day, depending on where you are. I know it's evening overseas. And so, you know, you guys take care of yourselves. And it's still early in California. Wow. So anyway, be blessed. And Don, we're up and out of here, right?
Yes. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.
All right, guys. Be blessed. Take care. We'll see you later. All right, Don. Talk to you later.
Bye.